Welcome, my fellow tax slaves, to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. For all you RLM listeners out there, we appreciate you listening. This week is a compilation of just little rants that I made. Perhaps it'll get you to think. Grab your favorite drink, your favorite smoke, kick back, and let's have a little fun.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
You guys remember back about 4 years ago when the Rona thing started all up? Remember how your local governments acted? Remember how they followed everybody's orders? Remember how they locked you down? Remember how they closed businesses? Remember how they closed boat ramps? Remember how they recommended the shots? Remember how they instilled fear in you, told you, wear a mask, social distance, walk one way down the aisle at the grocery store. Do you remember all that? Well, now, here in Kershaw County, they're going to update their emergency powers. You know, to curfews and anything else that they missed the last go-round. Ladies and gentlemen, do you trust them after what they did the last time? They didn't do their own homework. Here at Liberty Report, we were talking all about it. The different things, the dangers of these things. How the mask didn't work and all the social distancing was made up. We talked about all that. Did they? No. They went along. At every step now, your federal, state, and local governments are revamping their powers, are claiming more powers to be prepared the next time. And they already tell us it's going to be a next time. You know, what are they scaring us with now? The bird flu. Disease X. In the meantime, at the World Health Organization, the they're preparing to do more power to themselves to declare an emergency, a climate emergency, and the climate MacGuffins. At every level, government is coming for more and more power, more and more control. Central bank digital currencies. Digital IDs. Digital passports. That's why one of the reasons that the TSA is there. To normalize these things. Look, you can get all your biometric data on your smartphone, and all you have to do is pass, and everything's already there. It'll be easy. You don't have to be felt up. You don't have to be scanned. We trust you. It's for your safety and security, don't you know? But in the meantime, when you're out there running your life and listening to music and drinking beer and playing golf and going camping and fishing and anything to get relief from the world, the tiptoe to tyranny continues unabated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 365 days a year, year after year after year. Kind of like building a prison, one brick at a time. While you're not paying attention, the bricks are being laid, the bricks are being laid. Before you know it, you don't see the sunshine anymore and you wonder what happened. The world around you is full of lies. Mainstream media turns white into black and black into white. The destruction of the family, the destruction of the middle class. There's a war. There's a war. There is a war on me and you. All the population is too much. And as Bill Gates says, if we do a good job on vaccines, we can lower that 10 to 15%. Just give us more power. Give us the power to declare an emergency. There's a war on food. Oh, the cows are diseased. Eat less meat. Genetically modified food is going to save the world, is what they tell us. They control the food. They control the money. They control you. We're just slaves on the plantation of Slavelandia. Our representatives don't represent us. They represent special interest. The ones that pay them. The ones that get them reelected. From big pharma to military industrial complex. To rogue construction companies. To whoever can benefit from the government largesse. The government who has a monopoly on violence to steal from you and me to give to somebody else and enrich themselves. Power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You see it at your local level. You see it at your state level. You see it at your federal level. And you see it at the world level. The United Nations. Look at it all. At every point and every level, government is inherently corrupt. It is a thief, a liar, and a murderer, and a collective. It is a fiction of your own imagination. It's what you've been indoctrinated with in your entire life. from the moment you come out of the womb, you're wrapped in a red, white, and blue flag. Or in France, a French flag. Or in Germany, a German flag. Or a Venezuelan flag, or a Mexican flag, or a state. You are born and indoctrinated into a state, a religion. The best slave is one who thinks he's free. And we think we're free. We think that the government's there to protect us, keep us safe from criminals, common criminals, blue collar, white collar, from enemies on the foreign side. That's why we have empire. We have to go over there and fight them so that we don't have to fight them here. They create their own boogeyman to go out and slay Ukraine, Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Where have we not been? They lied us into Vietnam. 58,000 killed. Who knows how many wounded? Who knows how many civilians were killed? How many billions and billions of dollars were made on that? War is the health of the state and the profit of the corporations. And now your local governments want more power. Is this what we're going to give them? Is this the American way? And now we got an election show. Sleepy Joe and the Tangerine Messiah. Which one will it be? Which one will you choose? It's like an NFL game. It doesn't matter. The NFL wins. This case, doesn't matter. The government wins. And yet we play the game. I'm as a casual observer, I think it's kind of interesting to watch. And you see the momentum for Trump, and every time something comes out in that courtroom and all, his numbers go higher and higher. You know, it's like a tidal wave of MAGA going across the country. And I just find it interesting, and I think, you know, it would be really, really funny if, like 2020, they steal the election and they give it to Sleepy Joe again. What would the MAGA cult do? And I say, they're going to put on their pink hats, whine and cry, and do absolutely nothing. We'll get him in 4 years. I think it would be fun to watch. Does it matter which one really gets in there? Not much. You find that the overall trajectory of the machine will always remain constant. More power, less liberty. It doesn't matter which side. It's just on the peripheries that they change a little bit to keep whichever side in conflict. You gotta have two sides. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a wrestling match. But you do have a choice. Do nothing. Or do something. Maybe that's the only freedom you still have. Are you going to keep your freedom to choose? Are you going to let that one go too? Huh? We're all going to hell in a handbasket. And you're just along for the ride. Sorry to say, ladies and gentlemen, we have become a disoriented, confused, dumbed down, obedient little wimps who don't even know what freedom is. We can sing the songs and pledge the allegiance and cry when the planes fly over at the football stadium or the racetrack. But we really don't know what we don't know. It's time for a revolution. And I'm not talking about shooting and killing and all. I'm talking about a revolution of your mind. Repair what's in between your ears. Start to exercise the muscles that you haven't never used. And ask the questions. Are you free? What does it mean to be free? And how much are you willing to do to be free? How much are you willing to sacrifice to be free? For you young people, you have a whole lifetime in front of you. What are you going to do with that life? Are you just going to sail along and let us fall into tyranny? Or are you going to dedicate your life to freedom? Stand up for what's right. Stand on the principles of natural law, of God's gift. The right to free speech, the right to self-defense, the right to be secure in your properties. You have many more rights than that little Bill of Rights even dares to list. You have a right to not be bothered by a monopoly on violence. We have a right to be left alone. You have a right to know what your government is doing. Secrecy is the most dangerous thing that a state can keep. We don't know what they're doing. You don't know what they're doing. But what we do know is how much evil they are doing. Just something else to think about. Come on up here, Doe. Yep. Old Flo Dog. That's a little anarchist. Same thing with that other dog, Fred and Flo, the undocumented Mexicans is what we call them. Think about what I said. Think about what we talked about. Freedom's not free. Are you going to pay the price? Till next time, Jeff Maddox. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
Corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Why would you give people power? And we know all men aren't angels, so why would you create something with a monopoly of violence over everybody? Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. I'm your host, as always, Jeff Maddox. And those questions are something that people don't consider. But that's something that we all need to think about. I mean, really. Everybody says, you know, we all know that evil people exist and that, you know, people are always going to try to steal, rob, murder, lie. And yet, it's because there are evil people that we need government to contain these evil people. But what we find, and you'll know this to be true, is that the evil people tend to be attracted to the power. In other words, evil people run for office, and they do their dirty deeds, and they lie, and they cheat, and they steal. Look at your Congress. All but a handful are liars, cheaters, stealers. They're the worst of the worst. You've heard me refer to it as a cacistocracy, ruled by the worst of the worst. And it's because humanity is not angels. They have that evil in them. And it is not that the individual has any right to steal or anything. It's that the evil people have given themselves a monopoly on power, on control, under the guise of protecting and serving the people, keeping them safe, keeping them secure, keeping them free from the evil doers. This is the problem. The hearts of men and women, and they's and them's. But it's interesting. It's interesting how, in my last video, talking to Tom Webb, he brought up the fact that if men were angels, we wouldn't need government. But at the same time, if we know that evil people, everybody has evil in them, why would we create something that would attract evil to it, like power? It seems to me that it'd be a little bit more logical to limit power, to limit it to the individual. No one individual and no small group of individuals without a monopoly on power, without a monopoly on violence, could commit as many crimes as this organized thing we call government. You know, this right to steal and rename it taxation. People talk about, well, this is the price we pay to live in a civil society. I beg to differ. This is the price you are extorted to live in an evil empire, a mafiosa, masquerading as a benevolent society who just wants the best for you and me. The government loves you, don't you know? Ladies and gentlemen, do you believe the fairy tale? Do you believe that if government is up by and for the people? Or is it up by and for the people with power? The people that are not angels, the evil people. Hello there, Flo Dog. You know, when people talk about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights being changed, chains to restrain the government. Reality, what they're talking about is the government, the chains to control the evil people. But it hasn't worked, has it? Over the 250 years. The evil people have twisted and turned and manipulated words, spells, spellings, and broadcast them across the nation, declaring what is and what is not constitutional. Government has grown more tyrannical with each passing year, more expensive with each passing year. The government steals more and more and more from the slaves of Slavelandia. If men were angels, we would not need government. Again, I ask you, what have you got? You got evil people running your country, telling you what to do, stealing from you every turn, and you claim to be free? You live on the plantation of Slavelandia, where men are not angels, but we're going to elect the right people. The right people, if we elect the right people, we'll have We'll have utopia, don't you know? Power corrupts. Absolutely, power corrupts. Absolutely. And yet, people call, you know, we got libertarians now. Libertarians say they want minimal government. Minimum. We got to have some kind of government, but it's just minimum. Get one to tell you what that means. Draw me a picture of what the hell that means. Because I can't for the life of me get one of them to answer to me what that means. And minimum taxation, they say. And I always say, well, what the hell does that mean? Does that mean you're only going to steal 5% or 10% or 15%? How much are you going to steal to pay for whatever you want to pay for in your idea of minimum government? Is it right to steal just for a minimum government? Do we all agree to pay this taxation, extortion, fee to live in a civilized society? I don't think so. So is it stealing? Is taking something without somebody's permission, against their will, no matter what excuse you use or whatever, is that right? Who gives you the right? How many people does it take to make a wrong a right? Well, they voted on it. All these people voted on it. Well, I don't know how many voted on the Constitution to begin with at the Constitutional Convention, which was all done in secret to begin with. But let's say there's 50 of them boogers. And then let's say all these little state legislatures, by a majority, in other words, some people didn't vote for it, ratified this scribble on a piece of paper. These pretty words of safe and secure and limited government. Just suppose all that happened. How many people does it take to make a wrong a right? Do you have a right to steal from somebody else and do something with it? Do you have a right to go to your neighbor and to get a bag of asphalt and fill in a pothole? No. Well, the county's the same way. Tom, Dick, and Harry's get up there and they vote to take your money, put it into asphalt on a dump truck with 6 people and 4 vehicles to go out there and fill a pothole. Is that right? How many people does it take to make a wrong a right? Those are the questions you need to ask yourself. And if men were angels, we would not need government. Well, we know men aren't angels that are going into government. So do we need government? That's another question. Are you free? Are you living a fairy tale? The best slave is one he thinks he's free. Something else to think about, don't you know? Crazy, crazy world we live in, dog. It's upside down, right side up. Black is white, and white is black. until next time, boys and girls. Yeah, I think most people just want to be left alone. They want to be able to take care of their family, take care of their property, buy enough food, you know, take a vacation here and there, and live their life. But they're not really allowed to. No, they've got to, at every turn, at everywhere they go and everything that they do, they have to pay. And it's kind of funny because when you talk to people and they talk about income tax or they talk about 401ks and you know, you need to put into it and all because it's tax free or tax deferred until you're 59, then you can start taking it out. But where did that 401k come from? Well, the government created these things to get the slaves to put money into them. And so these, like, 401s and all are bundled together. And they're put into investment companies who then invest them into, like, BlackRock and State Street, Vanguard. They invest them into ESG companies, and they take over companies, and they're pushing for stuff that are against the interest of the people of the 401s. So you don't even have any control over your 401. So they take your money and they use it against you and enrich themselves. Oh yeah, over a course of time and everything, you get to the point where, you know, you're ready to retire and all, and you've got a pretty good sized bundle of money. And for many, since the 1970s and all, when they invented these things, there'd been several generations of retirees who benefited from these things, deferred taxes. You still have to pay tax on it, but what you're betting on is that you make less after 59 when you retire. You're going to make less than you did in your high earning days when you were putting into it, so you'll pay less tax. But you're still taxed. In the meantime, inflation has been eating. And so a hamburger that cost you 59 cents way back when you started is now $4. So in reality, you're getting less back than you put in, although the number of zeros, you may have more zeros than you did when you put in. So it's a fraud, it's a chicanery, and it's a way to keep you locked in to the system. So now we're seeing, you know, we saw all the bank bailouts in 2008 and everything. Everybody got upset. That's what woke me up. What the hell happened? And started me down this journey. And now you see the banks getting in trouble again. We see a couple little bank failures here and there. We don't know what we don't know, what we don't see. You know, liable to be a lot of banks But just like they did overseas, Cyprus and all, they've written in these bank bail-ins. In other words, when the bank gets in trouble and everything, and they're too big to fail and all this, they're going to take your money. Let's say they, you know, anybody that's got over $25,000 in the bank, half of that is gone, and you now have $10,000 or $12,500 or whatever half of that is, and you're going to be happy, don't you know? So they've got that written in. And, you know, banks are interesting because when they make a loan, let's say you go in and you deposit $1,000. Well, a bank can turn around and lend out $9,000. The money's created out of thin air. $1 million, they can loan out $9 million. It's all a Ponzi scheme. Your dollar's worth less and less and less, and they trap you into it by this legal means, this way to save taxes, and then use the money against you. Or climate change and ESGs and DEI. And then people say, you know, if we elect the right people and the Constitution and all, we can change it. We can fix it. I don't see where they get that. When you look at history, you know, they always say this is the most important election of a lifetime. And shit gets worse anyway. If elections actually mattered, they'd be illegal. But they do matter. They do matter in one critical way. They keep you playing the game. They keep you suckered in. Which one do you want? Team red or team blue? You got to vote for one or the other. Which one do you like? You know, everybody knows politicians lie. They lie and lie and lie. One thing is, I ask people this all the time. How can one man represent 100,000? How can one man or woman represent one other person other than he, she, they, or them? What does it mean? What is this game, this thing we call politics? Is it just a game to keep you busy, to keep you tied up, to keep you thinking that you have any sort of power at all? Is it just a lie? We live on the plantation. Of Flavelandia. These John Birchers. They're a good bunch. I'm gonna tell you, I like them all. I like the Birchers. I really do. They're good, well-meaning people. But for I don't know what it's been now, 60 years. They've been promoting the Constitution is the solution. First it was, you know, the commies are coming, the commies are coming. But they've been promoting, you know, if we hire good people, if we get good people in there, we can turn this around and return to the Constitution. And often asked, which Constitution? What Constitution do you want to go back to? The original? Or the amended ones? Why? Oh, it's the best document ever created by man. I don't know if it is or not. It's some awful pretty words. Well, I think you guys have heard me talk about, I think it was all a design to provide central power to the government, begin with. You know, they held the Constitutional Convention in secret. Only a certain people were even invited. Jefferson was over there in France. Thomas Paine said, oh, hell no. I smell a rat, yo. There were many others who realized that this was a centralization of power. Jefferson kind of had to throw his hands up and say, oh, crap, this is a snowball headed to hell, and maybe I can do something to help and mitigate and protect a little bit. And so he and others promoted the Bill of Rights. You know, putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. There's never been a collective that provides individual rights. Individual rights don't come from a collective. And collectives will always, always, always squash individual rights. You know, this general welfare clause that they've got in the Constitution. It covers almost everything. You look at your local levels and when they propose ordinances and stuff and they get into the whereas is this, you know, whereas is this, the people like to have swimming pools and movie stars, and whereas is this, whereas is this, whereas is this. One of the whereas is this is always the general welfare of the people, the overall welfare is for the people. That's what they always claim. And then always in the bottom of the ordinances and all, they do a CYA thing. And they say, if any part of this ordinance is deemed to be unconstitutional, everything else in it, except for the unconstitutional part, stays. Now, of course, the only way that it's deemed unconstitutional is one of you slaves hires another slave that has a little shingle from the bar and goes in and challenges it, and in the just us system that is government itself, the collective, the machine, And if the machine finally agrees that it's unconstitutional and it goes all the way to the seven robes who are separate, you know, the three different branches of government, they're the same tree. If they say it's unconstitutional, then finally that little piece of that little ordinance or whatever will be scrubbed and everything else will be there. So you have to have millions and millions and millions of dollars to challenge all this shit. And the just us system, which is run by the government, paid by the government, and all that. There is no real freedom. Not with the state. Not with the collective. You still believe the fairy tale. I did. I did for a lot of years. 47 years, as a matter of fact. Oh, I sang the songs and did the pledge and I did it all. Boy, I tell you what, I used to love to see the fighter aircraft flying, you know. So that's the sound of freedom. I still call it that. Ah, look, there's some freedom flying over. I remember those days. Yeah, now it's with sarcasm when I say, there goes some freedom flying over. It's a lie. We're not free. They're getting ready to take it all, boys and girls. It's going to be the great taking. The great reset. When the slaves, when the banks fail, hyperinflation sets in, and the great cull begins. I need about half of the United States, half the population to get the hell out of here. I'll just get rid of about half of them. Maybe a little bit more than that. We don't need that many anymore. We don't need that many mules out in the field. We'll take it all. We'll let the rest, we'll control what they, how much they get, how much they can spend, when they can spend it, what they can spend it on it. And we'll let them rent everything. We've got to have where we can get the most out of their labor. Steal most of their labor. Just leave them just enough to keep them alive. It's getting to the point they won't give a shit if you think you're free or not. They think they're big enough now and smart enough now to eliminate most of the people. You don't need them as much. Now we've got computers. We've got AI. We're getting ready to transhuman. We're gonna go from humans to machines, don't you know? Well, Ferrari dude, he says, humans are hackable now. Gotta get you injected with all this stuff, you know. who knows, perhaps they can change your code to be whatever they want, to do whatever they want. Kind of like what Josephine and I were talking about. I think we're getting a little too big for our britches. I think they think they're too smart. They think that they know more than they know. But they're messing with something that they do not understand. And they're going to crash and burn. Unfortunately, most of us are going to be stuck in the as collateral damage in this. As these people that want to become their own gods destroy themselves. Perhaps most of humanity with it. They play this game of this collective has a monopoly on force and gets to, they hire the best of the best and give them grants and everything to study all these things and make it how do you become a god? Well, you gotta know everything. About everything. You got to be able to control everything. You have to be able to create. These fools can't create anything but trouble. If we could just go back to the basics, go back to, don't hurt anybody. Don't steal anybody's shit. If you can, you can have just those two laws, and you can judge everything from there. You don't need a collective to do it. You don't need a monopoly on violence. And you don't need this thing called government. You don't need something that attracts evil. Because power attracts evil. And you can see it in all the levels of government. The bigger the government, the bigger the evil. The pile of shit gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And they just work their way to the top. I think what we have to do is reject the idea that a group of individuals can get together and they can vote one of their own into place to represent them, to rule over them. With a monopoly on violence, and that you'll be free. Just doesn't happen that way. End the state. End the state. To do that, it just takes one thing. Open your mind. Like I've said many times, the war is won 6 inches at a time. And it's the 6 inches in between your ears where it's being waged. Yeah, that's it for today. RLM listeners, I appreciate you listening. Are you Liberty Report listeners on YouTube and Rumble? We appreciate you too. Free your mind. Free yourself. Till next time. You know it.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?